Welcome to Tea with Trosper. It's your host, Claire Kimsey, serving you the tea and insider details on all things Nevada. Welcome back to Tea with Trosper. On today's episode, I have Patty Duffy here with me today from the Foundation Assisting Seniors here in Nevada. Hi, Patty.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm too good to be true.
I love that. Can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yes, I'm Patty Duffy, and I'm the Vice President of PR and Communications for the Foundation Assisting Seniors. Been helping them out for about 5 or 6 years now, which has been quite a joy. It's really an organization that I wish everybody would get involved in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to learn more today on the episode, and everybody else is as well.
So. Happy to share.
Yes, let's get into it. The Foundation Assisting Seniors, or FAS, is a local organization. Patty, can you talk about the importance of FAS and what it does for seniors in our community?
Since its inception in 2002, the foundation has been providing services for seniors and veterans to help them live in their homes comfortably for as long as possible. You know that many seniors just can't do that because they need assistance in many ways, like durable medical equipment or wellness checks. And so generally they have to go and live with either somebody else or perhaps assisted living. Mm-hmm. This allows them to stay independent. And so that's the mission of the organization.
That's amazing because they only want to be home and where they're comfortable and everything. So that's amazing work you guys do over there. FAS was established in 2002. Can you tell us about the history of the organization?
Yes, our co-founders, Chuck Davis and Fable West, realized simply from observing their own families and their parents that there was this need to help seniors remain in their homes comfortably. And so they founded the organization and started small. And of course, now we are up to well over 3,500 pieces of durable medical equipment. We have robust programs that I'm sure we'll discuss here in a minute. And we recognize seniors and try to keep that picture of what seniors do in our lives robust for all the people out there who really don't understand the challenges that they face.
Yeah, exactly. And what are some of those services you were just now mentioning at Foundation Assisting Seniors?
Well, let's start with a nationwide. We've got two programs called the How Are You program and the Medication Reminder program. And these are subscriber programs where somebody can subscribe and they will receive a daily call checking on their welfare. It's a very simple process. They get the call at the time that they've requested, and they simply press a button on their phone, letting the system know that they're okay. If they do not press that button or answer the phone, then another call is made just a few minutes later. By the third time, if they have not answered that call, we then go to one of their backup emergency contacts. Mm-hmm. They designate these people. It's perhaps a neighbor or a relative, a child, or somebody else who would look in on them. And then if that person goes to do a welfare check or we can't reach them and we cannot get a hold of the subscriber, then we go to emergency services and use the 311 number and have the law enforcement people go and do a welfare check. A similar program is the Medication Reminder program, where we just simply make a call letting them know it's time to take their prescription medications. Since the inception of the program, the How Are You program has saved 11 lives.
Wow.
And it is incredible, you know, when you have parents, for example, who are in a distant city and you're working, you're a busy person, and you are looking for somebody who can just check in on your parents.
Exactly.
This is a perfect program for you. So I'm living in Nevada. If my parents were in Florida, for example, it would be a great way for us to check in and just make sure they're doing okay. It really gives peace of mind to people that are in that generation where they're very, very busy, but they've got parents to look after. They've got children to look after, too. And they just can't be in all places at one time.
And it's something that is so simple when you think about it. It's like a phone call, but it means such a big difference to everybody's lives in a family.
Absolutely. And what we found is many times a senior may have fallen in their home. In fact, in one case, somebody had fallen and they were trapped so that they couldn't get to a phone. And so there again, they did not answer the phone, we knew to go to the emergency backups, get people in the house, find them, and rescue them from whatever predicament they're in.
That's amazing. That's great. And FAS is a volunteer-based foundation, correct?
Correct.
So along with you working as a volunteer, how is the foundation impacted by it only being volunteers?
Well, the good and the bad, as we've discovered, especially with the pandemic. Let me start with the good. Since we are volunteer-driven, we did not close down during the pandemic. Yeah. So the volunteers who were comfortable with going out, coming to the office, answering phones, and so on, were still at it. And we had record numbers of assists that we made. In fact, we make more than 30,000 assists during a year.
Wow.
And that's everything from delivering medical equipment, which we continue to do during the pandemic shutdown. That's answering phones. That's maintaining the log for the How Are You program, the medication reminder program. That's answering phones in the office. It's doing all the administrative work that we need to keep everything going. It's, frankly, PR and communications, too, to let people know what we are doing. So our volunteers were at work throughout.
Throughout. And was the pandemic especially hard for FAS?
It was very difficult because many of our major fundraisers are event-driven. Mm-hmm. And since all the events were canceled during that year to year and a half, our major fundraisers like our gala, our golf tournament, our basket raffles were all canceled during 2020. Yeah. Well, without that fundraising, it's very difficult from a financial standpoint to keep the operations going. I mean, despite the fact that we're volunteer-driven, we've got overhead to pay, like the rental of the storage facility where we keep the durable medical equipment, the cleaning, disinfecting, and sanitizing of the equipment, and then just the phones, the electricity, the overhead of the office.
Yeah, so it's impacted everybody, every business, but I think people don't think about foundations who are volunteer or donation-based where it really, the pandemic hit hard.
That's right. And then in particular, those seniors now are dealing with the disease itself.
Exactly.
So we really need to be checking in on them. So we have had subscriber increase to the Wellness Check program, which is great, but we also need volunteers to make sure that that program is maintained.
Running. And if a listener would like to volunteer, how could they go about doing that?
We love that. And we have, our website is foundationassistingseniors.org. And we have a volunteer form right there on the website they could fill out. And they can tell us, what is it they're interested in doing? Is it more physical labor, like delivering equipment? Is it driving? We offer transportation in limited areas of Henderson, Nevada. Perhaps that's something they could do. Is it office work, answering telephones? Is it administrative work? Is it photography? Is it helping with communications and all the correspondence that needs to go out? Is it financial work? We have a volunteer treasurer, for example. So there are so many ways that they could help. The website is a great way to do that, and you can see the list of all the things that are available. Perhaps working with an event would be another sort of a one-time or maybe a short-term project. They can also call our phone number, which is 725-244-4200, or they can email us at fasca@coxbusiness.net. Number of ways to get involved.
Perfect. And any way to help. It seems you can help out in any capacity.
Absolutely. And I must tell you, I go into the office frequently, and there is a camaraderie of volunteers there that is hard to beat. If you're sitting at home and you're retired and you're alone, perhaps, and you want to get involved and work with some friendly people and do something that you know is really contributing to a great cause, I would really recommend that people get involved. And you can do it on a one-time basis. You can do it on a regular basis. You can do it in a small way. You can do it in a big way. It's really quite a flexible organization. And I really encourage people to get involved because you will feel the need the minute you walk in that door.
Exactly. And Patty, how did you get involved with the Foundation Assisting Seniors?
Well, I got involved in sort of a backhand way. I belong to a band, and the band was looking for a place to do their concerts. and especially in nonprofit organizations where they could bring in community members. And so I went to the foundation and said, I'm in this band. We'd like to perform a concert as a fundraiser for your organization. Well, they took us up on it, and it was a tremendous concert back in 2015. We had hundreds of people. Wow. In fact, I believe 1,200 is the number, as I recall, who came to that concert. And from then, working with the women who were doing the concert planning, mm-hmm. I saw how organized they were, how much fun it was to work with that group. And so when they asked me if I would continue on in other volunteer ways, I said, absolutely.
That's such a funny way to have gotten involved.
It was. I had no idea.
Do you play an instrument?
I do. I play the French horn.
That's so neat. Mm-hmm. Do you play still at the...
I do. I play with the UNLV Community Band, which is a terrific organization, and they love to do things that benefits the community.
That's great.
And so that was the start of it all.
It all strings together.
It does.
What's been the most rewarding part of helping out the seniors and veterans in our community?
Well, I want to tell you a story about something that happened just recently, and it really just pulled at my mm-hmm. heartstrings. We have a senior recognition program called Celebrate a Senior. And we developed this because there are so many things that seniors do in your lives, and it's really hard to tell them thank you. You know, you're looking at a Christmas gift, for example, yeah. and you say, what can I get this person who has lived 80 years on this earth and they have everything they need? So this Celebrate a Senior program, in exchange for a $100 donation, we provide them with a hand-painted tile that says so-and-so celebrates the senior's name, mm-hmm. and we send that to that senior, or they can give it as a gift themselves as well. We also do a smaller version of that tile, and we post it on our Celebrate wall at the foundation offices. Well, one day, one of the brothers of a woman ordered this hand-painted tile for her deceased husband. He had been a veteran, a decorated veteran at that. And so she came in her wheelchair and her brother, and we presented them with the tile, and she broke into tears, obviously, because of the memory of her mm-hmm. husband. It was so heartwarming, and to see what something that seemingly is such a small gesture, what that did for her really just warmed my heart. And I said, what we are doing here is so important. Our durable medical equipment team sees this all the time. They go into a home and bring in a wheelchair or a walker, or simply spend a few minutes talking to the person who may be living alone. Mm-hmm. And they see, again, that reaction from the person who is so happy to see somebody come into their home and then bring them something that they need for mobility to get around their house.
Yeah, it's the little things, you know, it just seems so small, but for anybody, just impacts them so greatly. And especially after the pandemic, I'm sure after all the seniors have been more isolated due to health risks, just to the small interactions and everything your foundation is doing is amazing work.
Absolutely. You'll see research out there that says loneliness is one of the real challenges for seniors anyway, but during the pandemic, it got to an extreme level. Mm-hmm. And so just to see a smiling face walk in, whether they bring a piece of equipment or they just walk in to yeah. say hello, it really is something. And once you've experienced that yourself, you'll know that you're going to want to get involved in this organization.
Yeah. That's great. The foundation assisting seniors hosts multitude of events throughout the years to supply their funding. But the second annual charity gala is just around the corner this October 16th. Can you tell us a little bit more about the gala?
We are thrilled because our gala has been postponed. This is the third time now
really?
Since the pandemic.
Wow.
It usually happens every year. And of course, we had to close it down mm-hmm. because of the shutdown. But we are thrilled that it is coming up on October 16th. The M Resort is our host property. Mm-hmm. And we start off with a silent auction. And we have many items in that silent auction. Everything from getaways to Bali and Hawaii to artwork that has been contributed by either sponsors or individuals or patrons mm-hmm. of the organization. Following that silent auction, we have a wonderful dinner put on by the M Resort. And then that is followed by a live auction. Now, the live auction is going to be very exciting. We're going to have a personal chef dinner for in your own home. We have a wine tasting for 20 provided by Total Wine. We have a getaway to wine country. We've got tickets to the Vegas Golden Knights. We've got Las Vegas Raiders tickets. And so it'll be a very exciting live auction, which will be handled by our auctioneer, Wayne Allen Root, and our performer for the evening, Mark O'Toole. If you've heard Mark O'Toole sing before, you'll want to be at the gala because he will then be performing after our live auction.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a great event. Are any of your seniors going to come?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a highlight of the evening is we will be honoring the Nevada Senior Citizen of the Year. Three of the finalists have already been named, and so they will be there to be honored at the gala. And then the winner is in a secret envelope, and so we will be opening up that secret envelope at the gala itself and announcing who this year's Senior Citizen of the Year for Nevada will be named.
What is the importance of the gala to the organization in relation to funding?
The gala is really one of our premier fundraising events of the year. Mm-hmm. Our other one is our Memorial Day golf tournament. But between these two events, this is predominantly our funding for the year. So it's really important that we do well, that we bring a lot of people in for that dinner and that gala, and that we do well at the auctions too.
How much are tickets and sponsorships if listeners are interested in attending?
Tickets are $125 for an individual, or you can get a table of eight for $900. And you can get the tickets on our website at foundationassistingseniors.org, mm-hmm. or you can simply call us too, and we can take an order over the phone. Again, that phone number is 725-244-4200.
Perfect, and you'll see us there.
I'm looking forward to it.
The
more smiling faces, the better.
Exactly. And if someone can't attend the gala, how else can they help out?
They can certainly just donate online. Mm-hmm. There is a give button at our website. They can donate there. They can send us a check. The check should be made out to the Foundation mm-hmm. Assisting Seniors and mail it to 2518 Anthem Village Drive, Suite 102, Henderson, Nevada, 89052.
Perfect. So there's many ways to help out. If you can't go to the gala, donate, volunteer, anything to help out our seniors in the community.
Absolutely. Now, I do want to mention, too, we have some tremendous sponsors who really help the organization in big ways. We have two corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. One is the Gene Haas Foundation. And as you know, Haas is building a very large plant here in Henderson, yeah. Nevada. Grateful to their support. And also First Service Residential. Those are our two corporate sponsors. We've got many sponsors that are helping out at the gala. They will be in attendance. Some of them will have tables there so you can stop in, meet those sponsors, see what they do, patronize their businesses. And then, of course, the M Resort is our event sponsor, as well as the RJ. We are extremely grateful for the help of our sponsors.
It's amazing, right? For you guys. I'm glad people are helping out in the community because I feel like they're so special and they've lived such long lives and it's nice for them to be cherished and given a night of their own.
That's right. Because they've been around for so many years, I think we just assume they will always be around.
Yeah.
And when you stop to think about it, really, there's such value in our senior community. Mm-hmm. They've lived a lot of years. They've got a lot of wonderful stories to share. And they take care of things.
Exactly.
I mean, just think about your neighborhood, how many seniors you come into contact with, whether they're greeting you at the local grocery store, mm-hmm. or they're the door person at your office building, or they're your neighbor taking care of your dogs while you're gone, or they babysit your children, whether they're grandparents or other caring seniors that take care of things when you can't.
They are. And I want to go a little bit more into the Foundation Assisting Seniors Senior of the Year Award, where you recognize an outstanding senior in the community. And so other members of the community voted for them?
The committee has voted for them, and the committee is past recipients of the award. Mm-hmm. Since 2013, those past recipients are available. And so we narrow down that field to a handful of folks. Mm-hmm. And then that committee makes their final decision. They vote in secret. And so they don't even know who the mm-hmm. final winner is either until we announce it that evening and the envelope is opened.
And what is the impact that you've noticed on this award for a particular person? Like the difference it makes for them?
Well, generally, these folks are involved in some organization mm-hmm. of their own that has to do with seniors. The qualifications are that you are 65 years of age or older, and you have gone above and beyond to support the senior community. So once they get this honor bestowed upon them, or even being nominated, mm-hmm. is quite an honor. Now it draws attention to their organization. And so their organization will do better as well as far as PR and people mm-hmm. understanding what it is they do.
Everything that we've talked about today has been truly amazing. And your foundation, FAS, does amazing work within the community. And I can't wait for the gala on Saturday, October 16th. It's going to be a great night. And lots of great live auctions. I really want to win the 20-person wine tasting if I can find yes. 20 friends.
Or the wine getaway.
Or the getaway.
To Sonoma. The committee has been working extremely hard. I just met with them again yesterday. And this is a dedicated bunch of volunteers who put this gala on. There is so much work to mm-hmm. be done. Everything from organizing the auctions to working with the hotel to going out and getting contributions to communicating what it is that's being done to just organizing the massive amount of information it takes to put on this event. That committee is a bunch of very dedicated yeah. volunteers.
And after a year and a half, they're ready.
They are ready.
We all
ready
are.
To roll.
Well, the work you and everyone at the Foundation Assisting Seniors is so important. And thank you, Patty, for sharing what you do with me and our listeners here today.
I am delighted, and thank you so much for getting the word out. We hope that a lot of people come and attend our gala. And even if you can't attend, please check out our website
yes.
at foundationassistingseniors.org and see what we do. And perhaps you can help in other ways, either getting involved as a volunteer or just making a donation online. Everything counts to help our seniors and our veterans in our community.
Yes, everything counts, every little bit. Thank you, Patty, again.
You're so welcome. It's a pleasure being here.
Foundation Assisting Seniors' second annual charity gala will be Saturday, October 16th at the Inn Resort. You could purchase your tickets or sponsorship at www.foundationassistingseniors.org. Hope to see you there. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Tea with Trosper. Don't forget to rate and review us on your preferred streaming service. Subscribe and follow us at Trosper PR on Instagram and find us on Facebook at Trosper Public Relations. This is Claire, and thanks for spilling the tea with me. Catch you next time.